They just kept killing. Eyewitnesses described deadly crackdown in Iran. Trump briefed on military and covert options for Iran, sources say. We were tricked. How one woman lures foreign men to fight on Russia's front line. Lice du say, Iran's rulers face biggest challenge since 1979 revolution. Trump to meet Venezuelan opposition leader Machado at the White House. Former Fed chairs condemn criminal investigation into Jerome Powell. Miracle baby. Born in a tree above Mozambique, floodwaters dies age 25. Rubbish landslide death toll in Philippines rises to 11. How will investigators determine if Minneapolis ICE shooting was justified? Pioneering gay footballer Josh Cavallo accuses former club of homophobia. Jailed Venezuelan politician's son says Trump shouldn't be fooled. By pledge of prisoner releases. Meta blocks 550,000 accounts under Australia's social media ban. Thousands of tourists stranded in Lapland as cold grounds flights. Custody extended for owner of Swiss ski bar after deadly fire. Hungary grants asylum to Polish ex-justice minister. Chalamet beats DiCaprio to Golden Globe's glory. Nigerian stars dominate all Africa Music Awards. Trump tells Cuba to make a deal before it is too late. More federal agents to be sent to Minnesota, Trump administration says. Japanese chimpanzee who counted and painted, dies at 49. One person dead and 300 buildings destroyed in Australia bushfires. Bob Weir, Grateful Dead co-founder, dies aged 78. Sudan's government returns to capital after nearly 3 years of war. Bride and groom killed by gas explosion, day after Pakistan wedding. U.S. military strikes Islamic State group targets in Syria. Officials say how Australian festival imploded after banning Palestinian author Hoor. Most of Uganda's population is under 17. Will they give an 81-year-old another term? How will investigators determine if Minneapolis ICE shooting was justified? The Indian superstar taking a shot at political greatness. Referee and student among hundreds killed in Iran protests. Mortuary videos show how deadly Iran crackdown has become. What we know about Iran's protests and the crackdown. Watch. Moment skier and dog swept along by avalanche. Watch Timothée Chalamet, Teyana Taylor, Adolescence, and other highlights from the Golden Globes. Why are there huge protests going on in Iran? Watch. Backlash against Musk's Grok AI explained, he's crazy. BBC speaks to Greenlanders about Trump's threats. Gold steadies below record highs amid Fed autonomy worries. U.S. CPI awaited factbook Iran's trading partners that face 25-cent U.S. tariffs. ExxonMobil still interested in Venezuela visit despite Trump rebuke. Oil prices rise for fourth straight day. Amid Iran supply disruption risks, oil prices gain on Iran supply disruption concerns. Oil prices settle at 7-week high on worries about Iran exports. U.S. urges partners and allies to increase critical minerals supply chain resiliency. Germany's finance minister Klingbeil says Washington meeting addressed rare earth price floor. Veteran Ugandan leader eyes new. Termin election amid succession talk gold price shit record high on Iran unrest. Fed indictment threat. UBS CEO Ermadi to step down in April 2027 after steering. Credit Suisse integration, FT reports. Microsoft says China is winning AI race outside the West, FT reports. Lint's yearly sales slightly beat expectations. European factor outlook, Barclays favors value as quality lacks catalysts. Japan's snap election bets push stocks to record highs. Sink yen and bonds. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.24%. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.56%. Nvidia says no upfront payment required for H200 chips, Reuters. Taiwan says it has reached broad consensus with US on tariff talks. Chinese EV stocks surge as Europe sets guidelines to avoid tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister visits China after nearly a decade of tense relations.